Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning. This is our part two of Community Speaks on this Wednesday morning. I'm Brady Safranik. Thank you for joining me. Brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into the Prescription Shop where they are so much more than just prescription medication. And joining me this morning is Buffalo mayoral candidate Randy Dice. Good morning, Randy.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
It's a beautiful day out there. We love these days when it starts. We finally going to get a little summer maybe for a couple of days and without rocks in the sky.
Well, yes. And you know, by Saturday, you might be wanting cooler temperatures as it's going to inch towards 100.
Well, you got to remember, though, we're 4 or 5, 6 weeks from it snowing. So
that's true.
I mean, it's really.
I mean,
we may as well have a little bit of hot, don't you think?
Yeah. Because I guess regardless, we complain about the extremes on either end.
I think we all just complain. I mean, it's like, yeah, that's the way it works.
Absolutely. And so we're going to talk a little bit about your bid for the office of mayor here. What made you decide to run?
Brady, I came here 30 something plus years ago, and I came to this town, and it was in that recession or bust, I guess we call them here in Wyoming, when the oil prices were down. I came to Buffalo, came through here, and I said, you know, this is a gem, and it's going to be a gem always, and they're not making any more of it. So I moved here right directly after that, moved to a ranch south of town, then moved into town. And you know, it's a great place for my kids. And speaking of the Prescription Shop, as y'all sponsor here, you know, I got a kid down there interning. Justin's down there interning, giving your drugs out down there. So I want to give them a heads up for, you know, and a thought for, you know, hiring one of my kids for the summer so that they can keep selling drugs. I guess I got a drug dealer in the family. But you know, that's the reason. You know, you fall in love with this place. You know, your kids are raised here. You know, my kids, some of the kids have been born here. Most of the kids have been here since first grade and kindergarten. And it's just a good place. And you know, you go through it and you kind of get involved in city. I was always involved in, you know, the local stuff, you know, planning commission, served on boards, you know, served on the city council, you know, ran for mayor, lost, and then ran for mayor and won. And you know, you just come to love the community, and you get the knowledge of knowing that what can't be done with these downturns. Because you know, I remember talking to Jim Hicks when he was mayor, and they had to finance the first fire truck, you know, that was a new fire truck, and they didn't know whether something broke, whether they were going to make it today. They didn't have any money in reserves. They didn't have anything. I mean, it was a day-to-day, you know, dig it out of the cigar box and pay the bills. And you know, now, you know, when I left as mayor, there's $15 million in reserves. There's $11 million now, and that's mainly from paying off TIHAC. I mean, there's a year of general reserves there, which is unheard of for any city of our size, any city, actually some states. But I mean, it's, you know, and those kind of things make you want to do it, because you know that you've lived through that downturn back during the banking crisis of 2007, 2008, 2009. You know what it does. You know how hard it is to take those jobs away from people. You know how it is to have to buckle down and learn how to run things tight. And it's tight now. I mean, it's still tight. It is getting better. There's some increase in sales tax. So there's some opportunities there. And we have stuff that's needs to be done. So really, honestly, I just feel that, you know, with my experience and the people asking me, the little lady at the grocery store come in and says, I didn't vote for you last time, but I will vote for you next time if you run. And I said, you know, that was like mom kicking me in the butt and saying, you need to go out and do it again. You're still some left in your tank. And that's really the reason is, you know, the heartfelt love for this town and making it what it is and continue to doing that, not letting it stop. That's the real thing.
And you mentioned some of the boards and stuff. You've been on planning commission. How important is it that, you know, to be on the planning commission, to see how that works, or even just attending planning commission meetings to know how all that works before you get to an office of, say, mayor?
Well, you know, the planning commission is a great board to serve on, because you see the dirty of what it is to be in town. It's where nobody ever comes into a planning commission meeting and say, I want to do it right. They come in the planning commission because they want to try to do something different, which is the way it is. And that's why it's a public, you know, you serve on that board, you learn, and you learn how the rules work. And then you chair that board, and then you learn how to, you know, control the situation, how to control the meetings, how to use Robert's rules in the different ways. But believe me, I've been tested by fire on the Robert's rules. You know, it's just a good way to pick up the experience you need so that you can actually handle the situation when it's not going well in a meeting. But you know, serving on the planning commission is a great place to start, because it just I think everybody should get an opportunity to do that, because you kind of see how the rules and regulations work, and you're kind of that rule maker, or you're that arbitration board. So it's a good place to be.
And, you know, usually I'm asking people about experience and qualifications. We know you've already held the office of mayor. What do you see as sort of your biggest accomplishment during your term as mayor?
Well, you know, biggest accomplishment is getting grant funding here. I mean, because, you know, the way our system works, and it's really complicated, because you collect 4% sales tax, you get 30% of that back. So you really don't get that much money back. So the way Wyoming's system works is it's hard, because the way you get your money back of the rest of your 4%, the other 70% of it, is you have to go to Cheyenne and beg, or you had to work on the state level, because a lot of the smaller towns look to the middle-sized towns like Buffalo and like all of the, you know, the 5,000 and 7,000 Newcastle, Sundance, those kind of towns like that, to help them get that state distribution money back. So you have to work on the WAM Association board. You have to go to those meetings. You have to go to the legislative session. And, you know, we got the biggest increase when I was mayor, when I was on the WAM board, that of any of the direct distribution. And that's that money the state gives back to replace the money that they keep. And, you know, the legislators think they can spend it better. We're not sure of that. But, you know, I have difference of opinion on that. But I think, you know, on the local level, I think we see what's going on and we do it. But the way it works now is you have to go beg. And that was where the biggest thing was getting that money returned back to the city, to do like the road project on Burt, where we got $1.5 million from the state, and on Lobin too, because that was part of the grant that I did. As us in the council, we worked, you know, we went and we got that money and put in for it. And so those things are where your biggest job is. And then of course, when you're the mayor, you're also the HR guy, the toilet cleaner, the guy who goes and gets stuff when they need stuff at City Hall. You're everything, because it's a strong mayor position.
You're so. The guy that people yell at when they see you on the street if they don't like something you're doing.
Well, hopefully they don't yell. Hopefully you're doing good enough and they see you out there doing it. And, you know, that's the thing that we have to do in the future, is we have to be more proactive on getting the stuff that we need done. Mainly the roads is our biggest function, you know, biggest thing. Roads are going to be a problem because, you know, during low times you have a bunch of deferred maintenance. And my job, if I'm so chosen, is to get laser focused on getting that stuff done. It's just, you know, we've got to get that and do the little stuff that's in front of your house, those things, because deferred maintenance comes into more than deferred maintenance. It comes into total rebuilds, and, you know, we can't afford to spend $1 million per block to fix roads. So we have to get back on that.
And so if elected, what do you see as the biggest issue facing Buffalo coming up in this next term?
Well, honestly, it's going to be getting funding. I mean, I don't care what anybody says, you have to go and search out new ways to get things done. That's the thing. It's always a limited budget. It's how to get the services that people enjoy, how to get those things done, and how to keep those services going. Because, you know, if we quit doing stuff, you know, that's going to be the first thing people notice. You know, if we don't plow the roads, if you can't get to work because we don't plow the roads, you know, that is the stuff that we have to do to keep the place we have. We have a beautiful place. We have mountains. We have trails. We have beautiful squares. We have new sidewalks and some roads and beautiful parks. So we have to keep that stuff, because those things far outweigh most everything else. Because if we're going to get the tourism, if we're going to get the people to come, if our place has to look pristine, it has to be okay. You know, Buffalo's kind of nicer than going over to that busy side of the mountain. You know, we should stay in Buffalo one more night. And everything that we've done in the past when I was mayor was to get people to stay one more day, make this place where it's, you know, the traffic's not as bad. We can see our beautiful mountains. We can go out to the sites. We can go crazy woman. We can do things at the guest ranches. We can make our place look good, and people want to stay that one more day. Because if you stay one more day, that trickle down of that money for one more stay, you know, a couple hundred dollars per person, you know, per day, that's where we make our money. It's not where we, you know, it's not anything else, because it's our economy is pretty big. So we have to do big things to actually make big changes.
And keeping people here that extra night helps out with the sales tax money, but also obviously helps out our local businesses, which is where they'll be spending those dollars.
I mean, you help out the businesses and you do the things that you need to do to keep those people here. And we work on doing stuff for the shoulder seasons and trying to get people to come, making them come a little early, stay a little bit later. And then we all kind of hang out here when it's snowing and enjoy ourselves when nobody's here.
It's kind of nice then, too.
It's pretty good, too, for us. Unless it's that time when me and you are complaining about the weather.
That's
but
right.
We're really good at it.
We are very good at it. And Randy, what distinguishes you from the other three candidates in this race?
Well, I mean, mainly experience. I mean, because I don't have to start day one. I know where I have to start. I don't have to, you know, I don't have to show up. Honestly, when I was on the plan, I think I was on the planning commission for 5, 6, 7 years. I chaired it for years. I moved up city council a couple of times when things just happened and I had to go up there when things, you know, I was kind of a pitch hitter for a little while where I just go up there, you know, it took me, I'm guessing till my first year as mayor before I fully, and I still may not fully understand, but fully understand how it all works and what it requires on not just our local level, but on the state level. You have to commit that time to being down there and lobbying for our area. And the only way we can lobby for our area is if we get enough people at the other 99 cities to kind of go along with us so that we can actually make an impact on the legislators to get our 70% back. And, you know, that is probably the hardest job, but, you know, I've already done that. I mean, the day one I can show up and I've always already on the Wyoming Association with municipalities. And I was on the board of directors for that. And I was on the legislative service committees where we talked to the legislators during this legislative thing by phone. So I don't have to redo that. And so mainly just experience and the fact that, you know, I grew our $10 million to $15 million. When I was mayor last time, so in our reserves, so hopefully with some of that work we can get the 11 we have now and get it back up to where it is and use some to, you know, to laser focus and fix some of the problems that we all see every day.
All right, talking with Buffalo mayoral candidate Randy Dice. Randy, thank you so much for taking the time here today.
Oh, I appreciate it, Brady. Thanks.
This is Community Speaks, brought to you by The Prescription Shop. Again, primaries coming up on August 21st. If you haven't registered yet, get registered to vote. Keep it tuned right here, KBBS.